Governor Cuomo confirms that the U.S. attorney Preet Bharara sent a warning letter to the lawyer representing the now disbanded Moreland Act Commission on Ethics, as first reported in the New York Times. In it, the paper says Bharara threatened to investigate the governor's aides and maybe even Cuomo himself for possible obstruction of justice or witness tampering. After the Times initially reported that Cuomo's aides tried to meddle in an ongoing ethics probe and get them to rescind subpoenas that were issued to campaign donors and Cuomo associates, several commissioners simultaneously issued statements insisting that the commission was independent and that they were not coerced. Bharara, in his letter, according to the paper, warns the Cuomo administration about possible attempts to influence or tamper with a witness's recollection of events relevant to our investigation. Governor Cuomo, defending himself against the accusations earlier in the week, used the words of one of the co-commissioners, Syracuse Area District Attorney William Fitzpatrick, to bolster the governor's claim that any discussions his top aides had with the commissioners were merely friendly advice.
What does the chairman's actions show? No. Resoundingly, no. Because he rejected the request. The rejection is ipso facto a statement of independence because he said no.
Fitzpatrick's assertion that there was no interference by Cuomo aides seemed to directly contradict an email obtained by the Times. In it, the co-commissioner complained that he was not allowed to be independent in exercising judgment over ongoing probes. Opponents in the governor's election race were quick to weigh in. Republican candidate for governor Rob Astorino predicts there's more to come.
This is Cuomo's Watergate, and this is not the end. This is the beginning of, I think, a lot of different areas and avenues that people are looking into.
By mid-afternoon, Governor Cuomo issued a statement that he says will be his final word on the matter. In it, Cuomo admits he received the letter from the U.S. attorney, and the governor says he did speak to several members of the Moreland Commission, and they agreed to release personal statements that he said corrected inaccuracies that were in the initial New York Times report. Cuomo says Bharara has made clear that ongoing public dialogue is not helpful to his investigation, and so the governor says he will have no additional comment on the matter. Albany Law School professor Vince Bonventri says the developments are significant.
If you can believe the reports, some of the people on the commission are changing their story. I mean, yes, there was interference. No, there wasn't interference. Yes, he tried to stop the subpoena. No, he didn't try to stop the subpoenas. So at this point, it certainly looks as though pressure was being applied to some of these commission members.
But Bonventri says it would be premature to jump to conclusions about possible criminalities.
It may not be that the governor has done anything illegal, let alone criminally wrong, but he's certainly at least aware of the political damage that this has been doing to him. And perhaps that's the reason why, he figures it's wise just not to say anything anymore.
But he says Bharara's letter and Cuomo's response does indicate that the investigation by the U.S. attorney is very serious. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.